This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A global summit on mental health wraps up in London today, a bid to get funding and treatment options for behavioral medicine more on par with other health issues. Globally, mental disorders are estimated to cost governments and society nearly $2.5 trillion every year. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
Getting sick with, say, cancer can be really expensive to treat. But most of that expense will be hospital-based, says Judith Bass, a professor at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. With mental health, the costs are often indirect, like not being able to work.
Only 40% of adults who have a mental illness reported receiving any sort of service for their mental illness in the prior 12 months, and that number drops to below 15% in low- and middle-income countries.
Treatment might be limited due to a shortage of trained mental health workers, or the stigma mental illness often carries. Patrick Corrigan is a professor of psychology at the Illinois Institute of Technology.
So the stigma of mental illness is probably as big a problem as the mental illness itself. And despite how educated we are, there's pretty good evidence it's getting worse.
Corrigan says another reason why mental illness can be so costly is because it often affects younger people in their prime working years. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.